digital outdoor.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Once again, the clock is ticking toward a potential government shutdown.
Government funding runs out at midnight Friday unless Congress can pass another temporary budget. To avoid a shutdown, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson is proposing an unusual stopgap plan that includes a January budget extension for some agencies and a February extension for others. Democrats are slamming the idea. The White House called it a recipe for more chaos. And even a few Republicans don't support the plan. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Los Angeles motorists should expect traffic snarls indefinitely as crews assess just how much damage was caused by a weekend fire under an elevated interstate near downtown.
Unfortunately, there's no reason to think that this is going to be over in a couple of days. We cannot give you an estimate of time right now.
Those comments from Mayor Karen Bass airing on ABC 7 Los Angeles. That bridge normally carries about 300,000 vehicles per day. Donald Trump's defense team is slated to start questioning witnesses today in the civil fraud trial in New York against the Trump Organization. We get more from correspondent Julie Walker.
Lawyers for the state attorney general who filed the lawsuit accusing Donald Trump of grossly inflating his wealth to secure loans and insurance rested their case last week. Trump's lawyer Alina Haba on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures says her client did nothing wrong, and they'll ask for a mistrial, but the judge hasn't ruled in their favor in the past.
This judge has to be the one that decides, is he going to recuse himself? Does he feel that there was a mistrial? It's a bench trial. We have one judge, and it's the same judge that issued the gag order that has to make those determinations.
On the witness stand last week, Trump testified he did nothing wrong. Julie Walker, New York.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
The government is spying on you. No surprise, I know. But did you know the banks are helping them? And did you know that withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. Let Swiss America educate you about this. Banks are now required to spy on us for the government, and they report any behavior they think is suspicious. You'll be shocked when you read The Secret War on Cash from Swiss America. This new war against cash is really a war against the Constitution, against all freedom-loving Americans. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Get your free copy by calling or texting 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. This war on cash is growing daily, and it also includes all forms of digital money. So please get and read The Secret War on Cash free by calling or texting right now at 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. Message and data rates may apply.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. It's race week for the inaugural Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix, but event organizers are already looking down the road toward future races planned for the Strip. Earlier this year, F1 and Clark County officials entered into a 10-year deal to have the race take place the week before Thanksgiving. Liberty Media, F1's parent company, showed its commitment to the project by building a $500 million pit building at Harmon and Koval. The inaugural race, which is scheduled to run Saturday night along portions of the Las Vegas Strip, has been getting a lot of attention online, too, amassing more than 144 billion impressions, 71 million video views, and 12 million people engaged on various social media platforms. F1 officials say they hope to learn from the inaugural race this week and increase the entertainment value of the future races. Speaking of entertainment, some top strip shows are getting out of the way of the Grand Prix this week. Cirque du Soleil's flagship show has canceled its Thursday performances and will only have matinees Friday and Saturday. Most other Cirque shows are following that lead except for Ka over at MGM Grand, which is going dark all 3 days and nights of the event. That's Thursday through Saturday. Headliner theaters at Resorts World, Wynn Las Vegas, Virgin Hotels Las Vegas, and House of Blues, they're all dark through race weekend. Meanwhile, Wynn Las Vegas modifying its self-parking policy again. A friendly reminder, they're clipping some time off the free parking for locals. As of this last Wednesday, complimentary parking for locals has now been reduced from 4 hours to three. Officials say 3 hours works better for a guest visiting the Wynn properties, and that the four-hour free window was allowing people to seek entertainment elsewhere. A no-no. when returned to its paid self-parking policy just before the opening of Sphere across the street at the end of September. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
That didn't take long to get moving again on I-15 southbound near Spring Mountain. That accident all cleared out of the way, and that pace dramatically improving there on I-15 southbound. Really just normal delays now. You're settling into there up and down the resort corridor. No accidents, accident to report on the freeways, although on the east side, new injury wreck on Boulder Highway southbound at 95. Mostly sunny and cool today with light breezes and highs that barely get to the 70-degree mark. Should top out right around 71, 72 this afternoon. We're at 50 degrees right now, though. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him...
Check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local. This hour brought to you by True Dentistry. Dr. Joe Willardson is my dentist. He can be your dentist, too. And now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. That's a $150 value, absolutely free. True Dentistry, two convenient locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Just make the phone call right now, 702-434-4800. That's 702-434-4800. Or check them out at truedentistry.com. Always good on Monday to get with Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. His column over the weekend was a good one, how CRT leads to ignoring racial hate. Victor Jakes joining us. Good morning, Victor.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Okay, what kind of racial hate are we talking about with critical race theory?
Well, it's you know, when there's high profile incidents involving you know, someone murdering someone else or allegedly murdering someone else, and the victim and the assailant are two different skin colors. You know, it matters what those skin colors are, or if there's a racial motive behind it, in terms of how much media attention it's going to get. And what brought this to mind last week was a YouTube guy named Steven Crowder obtained three pages of the Nashville school shooter's diary manifesto. That school shooting didn't fit the media's narrative, so it went away pretty fast. But just to remind folks, in March there was a tragic school shooting by a woman who thought she was a man, and that of course didn't fit the and she shot up a Christian school. And so It was a transgender shooter killing Christians, and so that immediately moved off of the media's radar. And there was a diary, a manifesto of sorts, and it never got released. And we just, it was just sitting out there. And anyway, last week we got it, and you know, she used language that you know, with called white people crackers, talked about them having white privileges, and from what I can tell, she's white herself. But I mean, basically, just echoed the critical race theory idea of, you know, white people. Or the people in the group that of white people, you know, they have unearned privilege, and that needs to be destroyed. And, you know, it was barely mentioned. I mean, it was incredible. It just, you know, first of all, they hid the diary for 6 months or longer, and then it comes out, and it's just, you know, it's not even a blip in the national, the national media. And you contrast that to the 2015 shooting in South Carolina, another horrible shooting. White supremacist goes into a black church and shoots a bunch of murders a bunch of people there at a Bible study. And you know, this was a major national news story, and you know, it wasn't just the shooting, it was the obvious racism there. But this racism, the media wanted to talk about, right? Because it was a white person killing a black person. And so, you know, it's just the disparity is so large. And the reason is that what the media has embraced is this critical race theory mindset. And what critical race theory, the people with this worldview believe, is that you can divide the world into two arbitrary categories of white and black. And you add intersectionality on that, and then you account for, you know, is someone male or female, you know, transgender or not transgender, and you add up people's victim points. And if you have more victim points than the person you kill, the media doesn't want to talk about that killing. And that's why there's so little attention paid to this manifesto from the Tennessee shooter. But when this, you know, evil white nationalist in South Carolina goes and shoots somebody, it's a major national story.
Again, Victor Jakes joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Do we know yet who or what actually held up the release of this manifesto?
Well, the police haven't released it. I mean, they you know, their response to it coming out was, we're investigating who leaked this. You know, but I mean, you could tell, right? I mean, you could tell why, because it was a leftist. It was a leftist who did the shooting. It was a leftist who puts things out there like this. I mean, and you just, you know, if the categories of individuals had been reversed, if it had been a Christian going to a transgender center and shooting up a bunch of people, I mean, that manifesto would have been out within 48 hours, I believe. So that the police, you know, I don't know what their excuse is, if it's investigation or, you know, but they actually, in the initial days, they said there was no political angle to the writings. And obviously that's obviously not true.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how much traction this story gets, if any, now that we have at least a portion of that manifesto. I want to switch gears, because I know you have been a strong proponent of homeschooling for a lot of years. And the RJ editorialized late this week, the growth in homeschooling leaves the left fluxed. And I guess my question is, you've been following this homeschooling thing. And in 2019, the federal government reported 1.5 million homeschool students. That number now is upwards of maybe as high as 3.7 million. Can you talk a little bit about where homeschooling is and where it's going?
Yeah, it's really interesting to see the number of people, you know, who embraced homeschooling, and you know, really the cause was the COVID shutdowns of all the schools, and kids were supposedly learning online, and what parents, I think they realized two things. You know, first of all, some of them realized, hey, this is complete garbage what my kid is being taught, and the second thing they realized is, hey, I could do this. It is possible for me to homeschool my child successfully. you know, especially at the younger years, my teacher doesn't have some special knowledge that is impossible for me to obtain or difficult for me to obtain, because there are a lot of great curriculums out there. And, you know, I think parents also are just dissatisfied with the quality of public education. And they think, well, hey, this is a better option for my child, and they're going for it. And, you know, the amazing thing about this is it's a commitment. You know, it's not I drop you off at school and I see you in 7 hours. You know, it's I gotta pay for it. There's got to be someone here, you know, even if it's a grandparent or you're doing it with friends, you know, that there's more effort that has to be involved. But I think it's very good. I think it's very encouraging. I think it's wonderful to see parents get involved with their kids' education. You know, you can really do a lot more. I speak as a homeschooling parent. You could do a lot more for your kids in terms of what they're learning and tailoring their learning to their interest. It's a very positive thing.
Is the left ever going to come to terms with homeschooling? Because it runs counter to everything they believe relative to brick-and-mortar schools.
No, I don't think they're going to embrace it. I think there are people on the left who will embrace it, families who think, hey, this is great for my child and I'm going to do it. But, you know, you'll see lots of leftists who send their kids to a private school, try and deny, you know, school choice for families who don't have the same incomes that they do. So I don't think the left as a movement is going to embrace it. I certainly, you know, would encourage parents of all political persuasions to consider it and see if it's a good fit for your kids. But, you know, I think the left is too invested in, you know, not just the special interest of the teacher unions, but the ability to try and indoctrinate students into their worldview. I don't think they're going to ever willingly give that up.
I've got to ask you, because everybody's talking about it, and a lot of people, tens of thousands of people are going to be impacted by it, and that's F1. Is it a good investment? I mean, a lot of dollars have gone to this. I'm not sure how successful it's going to be, but do you have a thought on F1 and what it means to our community?
You know, I tend to think it's going to be a positive thing. Obviously, there has been a lot of road work, and, you know, I speak as someone who avoids the strip at all costs and is usually successful at doing so. So, you know, I think it's probably a lot easier for me to say, like, oh, yeah, I think this is going to be a net benefit. And I'm sure if I was dealing with the traffic nightmare, it would be, you know, the cost would be a lot more personal. But, you know, this is what Las Vegas does, is we do events and we bring fun. And, you know, I'm not personally a car racing guy, but, you know, you just look at the money behind this and the number of people who are interested. And it's obvious that there are lots of people, including lots and lots of people around the world who are really interested in this. And so I do think it's going to be an overall a good thing for the city.
Will it be worth the investment? In fact, the CEO of Liberty has at least on social media apologized to the people of our city for the inconvenience. Is it going to be worth the investment financially?
Yeah, I do think it's going to be worth the investment. You know, I think these things tend to be hard to be able to say, like, oh yeah, that's the dollars and the cents. But, you know, I mean, it is pretty cool to have a race like this along the Las Vegas Strip. I mean, that's just a cool thing. That's something that people all around the world will be watching and seeing. And, you know, it's similar to having the Super Bowl or the NFL draft. I mean, it's just, It is a huge pain in the neck because lots of people come and streets get closed, but that's kind of what we do. That's kind of what we sell. And so people all around the world are going to be seeing Las Vegas. And, you know, I mean, Las Vegas is a global brand, so you could say, well, it doesn't need the advertising, but it never hurts to have the advertising and remind people that. And I think especially as Las Vegas kind of transitions away from and we're well within this transition, obviously, but, you know, it's not just gaming, right? It's not just gaming. It's entertainment. It's the shows. And now it's sports. And that's, you know, that's kind of the trade-off you make as a tourist economy.
Victor, where can folks find your material?
Well, I always encourage folks to read the Review Journal. They really, you know, everyone at the paper really does a tremendous job. And I'm in there Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can also follow me on Twitter or X, as it's now called, Victor. My last name, J-O-E-C-K-S.
Victor, you have a great race week, and we will talk with you again soon.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you, my friend. Victor Jakes, three-time a week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, joining us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent six organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
You support transparency in government, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there are tax dollars, right?
So when local governments decide how much to, say, pay police officers or when they set the salaries for teachers, you think those discussions should be open to the public, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, I'd like to be in that meeting to give my two cents.
Well, what if I told you that currently, when local governments meet with union leaders to have those discussions, it all happens behind closed doors?
What? What do you mean, behind closed doors?
In Nevada, public sector union negotiations are exempt from the state's open meeting laws. The entire process is closed to the public. Even as a public employee, you would not be allowed to see what they're negotiating.
Wow. How much we're going to pay teachers and police seems like a pretty big discussion to keep hidden from taxpayers.
Better government begins with more transparency, not less. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to find out more. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at RonQ4U.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Mm-hmm. last week, another tough election for Republicans, and a lot of people are pointing at Ronna McDaniel, the chair of the, the Republican National Committee, and saying that she is the one that is at fault. I don't agree with that. She was on with Dana Bash. This was her reaction to calls for her resignation. This has got one go.
He did double down, Vivek Ramaswamy. He tweeted that he wants an interim chair to take over until the next RNC meeting in January. Your response?
Yeah, last I checked, I wasn't running for president. You know, he's at 4%. He's looking for headlines. I think what Republicans really want to hear from our candidates right now in terms of headlines is, how are we going to take on Joe Biden? How are we going to take on the border, crime, fentanyl, restore our kids' education, what's happening with Israel? There are so many things that Republican voters, Democrat voters, independent voters want to hear from our candidates. So he can do that. That's okay. But I will continue to say to everyone, we should be taking on Democrats, not each other. This circular firing squad, this attacking other Republicans, like we saw with Kevin McCarthy, like we've been seeing over and over again, it is hurting us. And we have a map in 2024 where we can win the White House, take back the Senate, and win the House.
Personal attacks against you aside, if you look at what Republicans have dealt with over the last few years, Republicans lost the White House in 2020, did not win the Senate back in 2022. The House has a Republican majority, but it's so narrow they can barely govern. And on Tuesday, on the state level, Republicans lost big in Virginia and in Kentucky. Are Republicans right to be frustrated?
I understand being frustrated. Of course, we want to win. And I look at the RNC, though, and I'm proud of what we're doing. I mean, we're a turnout machine. We don't do the messaging the candidates do with their pollsters and their campaigns. But I look at our minority outreach that we're doing and the growth we've seen with Hispanic and Asian voters. I look at 2022. Republicans won the popular vote. We turned out 4 million more voters, and we would have won the Electoral College. The RNC builds the road. All the candidates drive on it. You need a good candidate and a good road to get to your destination. And the things we're doing right now with our Bank Your Vote initiative and with 70 lawsuits that we're in, we just won one in New Hampshire that upholds voter ID on top of our engagement with minority communities. I'm really proud of what the RNC does.
One of the big takeaways from this past Tuesday's election from the Democrats' point of view is that making abortion front and center in elections wins. And you said this week that, quote, our candidates have lost their messaging on abortion. What should Republicans' message be on abortion?
You know, Dana, I have been talking about this with you. I've been on your show talking about this since 2022. I am a suburban woman. I get this. We actually put a memo out before the elections in 2022. It's up to the candidates if they take those suggestions. As I always say, you know, if I give my husband directions in the car, it doesn't mean he's going to take them, right? But we have to talk about this. I'm going to point to a candidate in Virginia that did a fantastic job, Danny Diggs. He won a Senate race. He put his daughter in an ad, and she was compassionate. She understood women. She wasn't coming at them as criminals because they have differences of opinion. And she articulated her dad's position.
Which is?
His position was we should have common sense limitations. I mean, why can't the Democrats come to that? Why can't they say, listen, we now know through science from 50 years ago, a baby feels pain as its life is being taken at 15 weeks. Can't you at least come here? Why are Democrats continuing to double down on 39 weeks, 38 weeks?
Well,
what is an abortion they're against?
Ronna, you know that there are most Democrats don't support until the end.
But they don't
say that. If something like that happens that far along, it means something is really wrong.
Yeah, but that's life of a mother, which is an exception. But there are states, 5 or 6, that have it till 39 weeks. So why don't you say, you know what, if we don't support that, let's come to this consensus position. And that's what this candidate in Virginia did. And he did an excellent job and he won that race.
So what you're saying is, it's a little bit of a position question, but it's also a message problem. But if you look at the actual results on Tuesday, just take Ohio, which is effectively a red state right now. It wasn't a message problem. It was a policy problem.
There you have it. Can I just say that I think those that want to pin what happened last week on Ronna McDaniel, I think they're wrong. I really honestly do. Coming up, Melissa Clement will join us. She is the president of Nevada Right to Life. What about the bloodbath last Tuesday in places like Ohio and Kentucky and Virginia? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.